Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we've been talking about the subject of walking in love, about making that this year's number one New Year's resolution. As I shared the last few days, the text that we find in Ephesians chapter 5, the first two verses from the Amplified Translation reads this way: "Therefore, be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His example, as well-beloved children imitate their Father, and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a slain offering and a sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance." This idea of imitating God the way a little child imitates his father by walking in love is the crux of the call of God on our lives. God wants us to be a reflection of Him, and God is love, as we find in 1 John 4:8. God wants each one of us to walk in love. And as I have stated several times over this past week, I believe if we make it our goal with the help of God, and we can do nothing without the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives, but by His grace and with His help, if we make it our focus that we are going to walk in love this coming year like we have never walked in love before, I sincerely believe all of us will see an impact on our lives across the board, because love never fails. It never fails to affect a change in the person who will walk in love, as well as the people who are the recipients of the unconditional love that you express in your life. But how do you walk in love? What does that look like in an individual's life? Well, first of all, let's examine the scripture that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to look at the last few verses where the apostle sums it up after talking about love and all the different attributes that love expresses in action, about patience and about not behaving rudely and all the various things we see in 1 Corinthians 13. He ends with this interesting statement in verse 11. "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, what does that have to do with love? Well, I want to say this: giving up childish ways, childish behaviors, will help you immensely in walking in love. Because a child, as we have all observed, is selfish and self-centered in all of its attitudes and its decisions and actions. It's self-centered. "That's mine," is a commonly heard statement from little children playing together. What is a child saying when he says, "That's mine"? He's thinking of himself, and somebody else has in some way interrupted or interfered in his pleasure or her pleasure of playing with this toy. "That's mine" shows or exhibits the self-centered attitude of a child. A child is also demanding. "I want that. I want that. Give me that. Give me that." You will hear from little preschool children. You may observe it in a grocery store when a mother's taking the cart around and the child sees something that the child wants. "I want that. Give me that," will be the interesting echo you will hear across the stores across this country. That demonstrates that childish way of doing things, a demanding attitude that insists on its own way, is one of those childish behaviors. A child will also react strongly and negatively to perceived injustices. "That's not fair," you'll hear from children. Or, "Daddy, Tommy hit me." And all these ways of reacting to negatively or strongly to perceived injustices or to perceived slights or injuries reflect that childish or immature behavior. When my son was just a young boy in his very first days of playing baseball, but even before they would pitch, when they would have simply hitting the ball off a little tee stand or tee ball, I guess they called it, my son was so very aware of what he perceived as injustice. He would tell the adults that that's not fair if a child was called out and he thought that the adult had made the wrong decision. He had such a very strong reaction to perceived injustices, and he would react quite negatively and quite strongly when he saw that. And a child will do that without thinking about how that will come across to the other people. And you'll see adults do the same thing if they have not put aside their childish ways. Another attribute that you'll see in a child or childish behavior, immature behavior, will be that that individual will speak whatever comes to his or her mind, totally unaware of how hurtful it might be to the other person. That's childish behavior. And I mention all these different examples of childish or immature behaviors because Paul, the apostle, writing here in 1 Corinthians 13 about the subject of love, ends this chapter by talking about how when he was a child, he spoke like a child. When he was a child, he had understanding like a child. When he was a child, he thought like a child. But when he became a man, he put aside the childish things, the childish behaviors, the childish reactions. In order for you to walk in love, as we are commanded in Ephesians chapter 5, you will have to put aside these childish ways, childish behaviors, childish or immature reactions to people, self-centered, selfish attitudes, or decisions that are made totally based on what's going to make you feel better and not considering the people around you. In order to walk in love, the first thing that will have to go will be childish ways, immature ways, self-centered ways. Selfishness is absolutely the opposite of love. Love is not selfish or self-centered. We find in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's never thinking about itself. It prefers other people to itself. So giving up childish ways and childish behaviors or immature behaviors will be the first step in being able to walk in love. And we cannot do that without the help of God, without the Holy Spirit's help, without that sanctifying power of God, where he changes us from within. But if you're a born-again Christian, you have the Spirit of God inside of you, and his Spirit will always be calling to you to put aside childish ways and self-centered ways. And that same Holy Spirit will empower you to choose love, to choose walking in love, to choose preferring someone else over yourself. The ideal marriage that you will ever observe in your life will be where you find two people who will consistently and diligently prefer their spouse to themselves in everything that they do. And if you can find two people who consistently do that, you will find absolute beauty in marriage. Because both of the spouses, the husband and the wife, so desiring to be a blessing to the other one, willing to put aside their own desires or their own preferences just to bless and love the other person, you'll find heaven on earth in that marriage situation because selfishness has been put aside. It has been put away. In order to walk in love, putting aside childish ways, immature ways, childish things, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13:11, will be the beginning of walking in love. Because all of these examples that I gave you of childish behaviors or attitudes are violations of God's love principle that says we're to love one another, we're to prefer our brother or sister. And yet many adults grow up and continue in the same pattern of immaturity and never learn to walk in love. You could say maturity could be defined as scriptural behavior patterns which emulate our Father in heaven. We are told, Ephesians 5, that we're to walk in love the way Christ loved us, and he gave himself up for us. In other words, he preferred us to himself. If you're going to walk in love, if that's the desire of your heart, you're going to have to give yourself up for other people. That's the call of God on our lives. But he'll enable you, he'll empower you, he'll help you to do it by his Holy Spirit and by the reservoir of God's agape love that is inside of every born-again Christian, that Romans 5:5 promise that God's love has already been shed abroad in our hearts. He's made a deposit in you. Have you ever tapped into it? Have you ever made any withdrawals? Most people try to love their spouse, love their neighbor, love their children, love their mother-in-law with natural human love. Natural human love will get tired of people. Natural human love will fade out. Natural human love will get exasperated by other people's failings, shortcomings, or sin. And yet God's agape love never fails. It never loses its patience with people. It never is short-tempered. It always prefers the other, blesses the other, and puts itself aside in order to walk in love. That's the call on our lives today. Will you answer that call? God's made the call to each of us. If you'll walk in love this year, you will see a life-changing difference in your own life, but also in the lives of those around you. People will say, "What has happened to you?" And God's love will be emulated out of your life, and God will be so pleased, and his blessings will be upon your life. That's all the time we have for today. Join me next week as we study the in-depth 1 Corinthians 13, this beautiful law of love. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.